See everybody out. Let's all stand, page 318.
Sins away. Blessed is the man whose iniquities and sins are no more. Thank God. The Lord said, I will not remember them. Cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. There's a preacher not long back. They took him up in a plane, showed him out yonder at the Mariana Trench, the deepest point on the earth. And they said he got to shouting and weeping and crying and said, what are you weeping and crying about? He said, I never thought I'd see the place where God put my sins. He said, but they're the deepest part of God's forgiveness. I'll never see them again. Thank God for forgiveness of sins. You don't get that by buying it out of Target or Walmart or down at the mall or off of QVS or wherever you buy your things. Thank God you get it by being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God he shed his blood. Hey, there's a lot of folk, I was listening to something not too long back, man carrying on talking about it was the death of Jesus Christ, not the blood of Jesus Christ that washed our sins away. No, sir, buddy, real liquid, perfect blood that fell, not by the blood of bulls and goats, as the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling unclean, sanctified to the purified of the flesh. How much more shall the precious blood of Christ, who as a lamb without spot or without blemish, purge your conscience by the blood of Christ to serve the living God. Thank God for the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. My sins are gone because of it. Thank God it satisfied God. And when he saved me, he washed me. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, I'm glad I'm saved. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions about are we having a foot washing. All I can tell you is you can't ever tell what you're going to get into when you come to Merville Baptist Church. Amen. So I hope you clipped your toenails, took care of all the fungus. Amen. Thank God. If you don't, we'll scrub it out for the end of the service. Amen. You got another, Brother Terry? Thank God. Come on around. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
take a trip in the good gospel shoe. Ain't no sandy through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good gospel shoe. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until heaven ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, I can scarce wait. I know I'm not prepared, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air.
It's coming.
Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until heaven's ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Tara, have a little fellowship. Ushers, come on up, and then we'll get that last verse.
Amen.
My wife said, you didn't wear holy socks.
Don't tell me that's as long as I got socks on, girl.
Shame of me, you have the cause to be, for with Christ I am an heir. If too much for you find, you'll surely left behind while I go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in a good gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Shout and sing until heaven ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Brother Tim, tell them how many professed Christ this morning out the jail.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God, Brother Tim.
This is all because of what Jesus has did. Lord, I praise the God, of heaven,
yes, sir,
for allowing us,
amen,
to even speak his name.
Yes, sir.
Place called the church.
Hallelujah. Thank God, Brother Tim. Glory to God. Go ahead and take us to the Lord in prayer, Brother Tim. We'll take up offering after you.
Father, tonight we are so grateful, Lord. Grateful to God that would humble himself. Come obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross.
Yes, sir.
God, I want to thank you, Lord, for being the good, the great God, the Savior that you are.
Yes, sir.
I pray tonight, Lord, like the dew kisses the grass tonight, I pray that the Holy Ghost of God,
yep,
would kiss this church tonight, Lord,
yes,
in a special way.
Yep.
May the fragrance and the presence of the Holy Spirit be known to us. Help us, O God, to yield ourselves back to Him. Bless the offerings. Bless Brother Jay. Bless the service, Lord.
Yep.
May you have the preeminence of it. And be the preeminence of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me as I try to sing this song. It's been a while since we sung yet. Got Julie helping me. So.
Amen.
shoulder, pushed along by Roman soldiers, love could not give up the fight. They formed the cross and laid him on it, rolled the nails into his hands. Some may see a broken spirit, all I see is love and mercy where the cross of Calvary stands. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the been searching, find that thing that's real and true. All along the cross of Calvary was the price that he paid for me, so that I could make it through. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross. It could have called 10,000 angels, reascended to his throne. But if he left the cross of Calvary, he would have to go without me, and I'd never make it whole. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross.
Wonderful singing tonight. Wonderful singing. And truer words cannot be spoken. You cannot say that the Lord Jesus Christ does not love us. What he did on Calvary, there's been no greater price, no greater act of love ever than what was shed upon us on Calvary's tree. Thank y'all for that good reminder, that song. John chapter number 13 tonight. The book of John, chapter number 13. I'll be brief this evening. I'd like to give us two different... You know, it's amazing. This morning, the preaching out of Philippians 3, he said, this one thing I do, and then two things were done at once. I made the analogy, it's like a golf swing. It's when you come back and when you follow through, it's not two different golf swings. That's one swing with two actions. And this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, which is Christ. And so tonight there's really two things. Well, there's a lot more than two things going on in the book of John, chapter number 13. But tonight I'd like to point out two of them, if the Lord will help me.
And then we'll let you go to the house. Good to see this good number back on Sunday night. And I want to thank you so much. Good number this morning in the house of the Lord. And I'd have thought at least half of y'all would have given up after a year of this kind of preaching. So we're glad you're hanging in there. Amen. No, praise the Lord. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Almost a year since the Lord sent us to Murrayville. So we're more excited now. And this is not lip service. I'm more excited now about the work of the Lord and what the Lord's doing, and excited about the future than I ever have been. John chapter number 13. I want to begin our reading in verse number 4, and we'll carry it through verse number 17, Lord willing. The Bible says, let's read in verse number 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Verse number 15, for I have given you an example. And just as a by note before we read on, that's why we do not consider foot washing as an institution of the church, because of these words where Jesus said, I've given you an example. So he's using this foot washing analogy as just that, an analogy. And I thank God for foot washing services. I think they are not condemned in Scripture. How about that? Not condemned in Scripture. But this is an example that Jesus said that you should do as I've done to you. Verily, verily, truly, Jesus says in verse 16, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. A foot washing service. That's what we're dealing with tonight. A foot washing service. Father, thank you, Lord, for this privilege to stand one more time. Lord, I pray tonight, I want to thank you, Lord, for the songs, Lord, that's been sung. How accurate, Lord, Father, and how perfectly in line they've been with your word. Well, I pray tonight that you would draw us for just a moment. Lord, I pray that you would draw our heart to your word, what's happening here, what's going on here. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would do a work in each of our hearts. I pray, Lord, tonight that you would set an example for us, Lord, that we would be encouraged, Lord, because in your word we want to be happy as you told us, or that you would make us. Father, we want to be joyful in you. So I pray tonight, Lord, that you would touch our hearts by something that your word says. Lord, deal with every situation in this room. Encourage us, strengthen us. Father, I pray if there's one here that's never been saved, never known the free pardon of sin, I pray that you would draw them, Lord, now with cords of love to yourself. And I pray tonight, Lord, that your touch would be known in this place. Father, thank you, Lord, for your help. Cleanse me, Lord, now, I do humbly pray. Would you cleanse me? Lord, Father, I pray, forgive me, Lord, of any sin, conscious, unconscious. Lord, any subconscious sin, Lord, Father, that even I in my weakness and frailty of mind and frailty of spirit, Lord, might not be aware of. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you would cleanse me, Lord, Father, and help me to be a clean vessel. Lord, I pray that you would use us. Help us to see you, Lord, tonight, and high and lifted up. And that you do, Lord, we'll praise you and thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, a foot washing service. That's what's going on in the text that I've read to you tonight. You say, where was the Lord and his disciples here? Well, they were in the upper room in Jerusalem. The public ministry's over. The Lord will no longer teach the large multitudes that he's once taught. Several reasons, they've all went away. Some people think about the ministry of Christ that he had a ministry even until the end of thousands and thousands and thousands. No. None of them can go where he went. None of them could do what he did. He stood alone on that day. Oh, as his mother stood by and wept, as John stood by her, yet they could not do, they could not drink of that cup that Jesus Christ drank from. And of course, Christ looked at his disciples and said, will you also go away? When the Lord told the people that they must eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, they went away sorrowfully. Those was hard sayings. Those were hard sayings. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ looked at his 12 and said, will you also go away? And Peter, with those words, I tell you, sometimes Peter was preaching good and sometimes Peter was just having that foot-mouth syndrome. Like you and I a lot of times, especially me. But he said it right when he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Where was it? In the upper room in Jerusalem. When was it? Before the feast of the Passover. What was it? This was Christ's farewell messages, some of the most holiest places in all of scriptural writ, from John 13 through John 17. And on through the crucifixion, Jesus is giving parting words and parting prayers. Who was here? Christ's words were meant for his followers here. Those in the circle that was close to him. Why was he speaking these words? To prepare his disciples for what was to come. The Lord of the universe, the King of it all, here, now, his humiliation is about to start. But of course, we know his purpose. We know that he did not come to be ministered to. The scripture tells us that he came to minister. How about that? The Lord Jesus Christ did not come to be ministered to. See, that's where Peter had it backwards. And his disciples thought that he would set up his kingdom at this point, that he was that Messiah that would execute judgment over the Romans and free the Jewish people. Tonight he came as a lamb slain. He came as a lamb for the sacrifice of this very moment. This is why he came. What you and I are seeing right here in John chapter number 13. And this teaches us something of the nature of our Lord. This teaches us something of his gentle nature. Of course, we preached a couple of Sundays ago about a bruised reed he will not break. In a smoking flax, he shall not quench. There's a beauty here to what we've read in our hearing. There's a sincerity. Now understand, we're not dealing with a Jesus that is coming, and he's not some just man. He's the God man. He's not just some historical figure. But that breath that you're sucking in and out of your lungs tonight, Jesus is making that possible right now. He upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he opt, skipped, and jumped across the universe, honey, Jesus Christ came to serve. And as we read in this text, verse 4, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did when he came to earth. He came, had garments of royalty, but he laid aside his own garments for a purpose. Oh, you and I could not bear to look at Jesus Christ in his resurrected form. Eyes of fire, hair of white, feet of brass. We could not stare upon him. But he clothed himself in humility. And the point that he's making here, as he rises from supper. Now he was the master of the feast. The master of the feast didn't rise from supper. The servants stood for the beckoning of the master of the feast. So already we see something different of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just stop around here and say this. He's different in all points. In every way, Jesus is different. He rises. He should be sitting. He should be eating. He should be enjoying himself in these last few moments, especially with the events that are about to transpire. Surely Jesus would be garnering his rest. Surely Peter, James, John should be soothing him and bringing gifts to him. But he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girdeth himself. What's about to happen here is two different things. Two things. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ is about to teach you and I and all his followers something about our relationship to him. And secondly, he's going to teach his disciples something about our relationship to one another. Those two things are about to happen. He rises, laid aside his garment, pours water into a basin. The Bible says that he began to wash the disciples' feet. Now there's followers of Christ that are gathered in this room. He takes off his garments. And he puts on the garments. He takes on a towel. Wraps himself in it. So what he does is he strips himself in a humiliating way. Of course, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled the law in its entirety. But he's setting a scene for about what's about to happen when he would be stripped down bare. Naked before the world. Naked came I into this world and naked I shall return. That's the truth of every single one of us. But this man came in one way and he's going to leave different. But more than just an exposing of one's flesh, it's the humiliation and the embarrassment. He washes his disciples' feet. It's obvious that they were not prepared. This was a job of the servants. You see, in this culture, men and women would lay down and eat. They would lay on their side on pillows and get into a place of comfort. It would really be in more intimate setting than like around our home. I don't know about y'all, but around Mama's, we just went down and seen Gran and Grandy and for a quick trip. And I looked in there and I saw that table where countless Thanksgiving meals have been had in very intimate settings with one another. Very intimate settings. But later on, we see that John laid on the Lord's bosom. He laid on the Lord's bosom. So it was an intimate setting where people were those that loved one another would talk and share in moments and share in memories and share in plenty and in food. Of course, our Lord himself became the servant. The Bible tells us that he took off his garments and he wrapped himself in a towel. Come on up here, Brother Jack. Now, some of y'all are going to ask, say, why Brother Jack? Well, he wears the closest thing to sandals in the church. Hey, dudes, take a seat right there, brother. Thank you. He washes his disciples' feet. And then, of course, he comes to Peter. And Brother Tim, when he comes to Peter, Peter said, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? He said, no, sir. Commanded the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, Peter, you don't know what I'm doing right now, but after this you will know. You're going to know after this. The Lord said, Lord, you'll not wash my feet. And Peter said, if I don't wash your feet, you'll have nothing to do with me. And then Peter uttered those words. And I'll be honest with you. There's a part of me when I hear the words of Peter, when I read them, Brother Marty, there's something that stirs me and moves me. Lord, not just my feet only, but wash all of me. There's something in me that says, amen, Lord, yes. All of me, wash. And Jesus said, technically the words, stay right there, Brother Jack. I want you to take your Bibles in John chapter number 13. When Jesus looked at Peter, he said in verse number 10, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet. If you look up that word wash, it carries the meaning of a bath. And Jesus says, he that's bathed, he that's washed, he that's clean, doesn't need his whole body washed. What the Lord Jesus Christ is saying is, Peter, when I saved you, I cleaned you up. Hallelujah. And child of God, tonight, he said in another place, you've been made clean by the word which I've spoken unto you. Thank God we've been made clean, not according to corruptible seed, but according to incorruptible, the word of God. Hallelujah. We've been made clean. When he saved you, you got forgiven, washed, past, present, and future sins, all forgiven. Thank God. When Jesus worked, I've heard preach that saved folk are going to be judged for their sins at the judgment seat. What a smack in the face of God, in the face of Jesus Christ. My sins were judged on the cross, Brother Jack. God save my soul. If Jesus Christ suffered the wrath of judgment of God, he didn't forgive 20 sins and leave out 5. He forgave them all, honey. And washed you clean. But the example that the Lord is setting is that although your body may be clean, your soul is clean, you are washed and complete. He said your feet still needs cleaning. What is it about the feet, Brother Clay? What is it about the feet
that's unique? Well, it's what you journey on. It's your walk. It's your steps that you take. Your feet lead you to every action that you take. And he said, you've been washed, you've been clean, but your feet are dirty. And Peter, I've got to wash your feet. And I want to tell you something about the Lord's disciples, church, the followers of the Lord. When he saved you, he washed you. But occasionally from time to time, and more than from time to time, we need our feet washed. Our journey, we must confess. Do you want to know the sign of someone who's been washed by the blood of the Lamb? Is that they're continually asking for a cleansing. How do I know that the Lord really saved me? How do I know that I really repented? You never stopped repenting once you started repenting. How do I know that I really believed on the Lord at one point in my life? You never stopped believing on Him. I believe a gospel every morning I wake up. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I'm sorry. I've messed up again. Wash me. Hallelujah. Peter said, Lord, don't just wash my feet. Wash all of me. I said, Peter, I gotta wash your feet. We got some business to tend to. Some business to take care of. And the Lord set aside his garments. And he took the feet of Peter. Peter didn't want it now. Why didn't he want it? A little embarrassing. Hey, it exposes something of you and I that not many people see. The sandals generally kept their feet covered. It was the dirtiest part of their body. And those, I doubt it, Brother Tim, that they didn't have no toenail clippers, okay? They didn't have no files, okay? Some of y'all are looking at me right now and y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, what kind of tools I'm talking about. What's he talking about, toenail clippers? You didn't expect to hear a message with the word toenail clippers in it tonight, did you? Here we are. There was no pedicures or any of this. These were feet that traveled. Nobody really cared to look at them. And they stunk. But the Lord of the universe, the one who said, let there be, and there was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Without Him was not anything made that was made. The stars of the heaven, when you walk out of here tonight and get to your house and look up, the same Jesus that set aside his garments and put on a towel is the same one that got down on his hands and knees and washed the feet of Peter. That's our Savior. That's our Lord. And if you think he don't care about you, you need to take another look. He cares about your walk. He cares about your journey. He cares about the direction that you're heading, thank God. Hallelujah, I'm about to have a fit. He cares about what's going on down there on the job. He cares about what goes on down at the hospital. He cares about what goes on in the doctor's appointments. He cared about me and my wife when we walked through our miscarriages. Praise God, honey. He cares. Does Jesus care? He cares, thank God. Oh, hallelujah. He took those feet. You see, he poured water into a basin. That's to emblify the fact that he poured out himself completely. There wasn't nothing he left standing. Brother, nothing left to do. He poured out himself. And let me tell you something, the Lord Jesus Christ never does a half work. He never does half nothing. He doesn't love you with half measure. He doesn't care for you with half fullness. He does it all to the full, honey, thank God. And he poured out that water into that basin, Brother Jack. And he took those shoes off those disciples' feet. And he took him socks off. Those disciples, I can't imagine what the moment looked like. They knew who he was, Brother Tim. For Peter said, Jesus said, "Whom do men say that I am?" And some of those disciples said, "Some think you're Elias. Some say you're the prophet. Some say you're John rose again." And Jesus said, "Whom do ye say that I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." They knew who he was. And the Son of God, with no pride whatsoever, zero. If you got the picture of Jesus Christ, that he's just a white-headed man somewhere up on a seat with a stick ready to hit you across the head every time you do wrong, you got the wrong picture of this Savior. Peter said, "Lord, no, don't do it." He said, "I've got to." He said, and furthermore, he said, "What I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to analogize for you is what I'm going to do for you in your life." He took him feet, Brother Jack, and he put them in that basin. And he started washing. And he didn't just get the clean parts. He got all the dirt and the grime and the filth and the stench. He rubbed them feet. He washed them feet. He didn't just wash one either. Thank God he won't half clean you up. He'll get all of you. Thank God. Took him feet, Brother Jack. Them old dirty feet. Oh, thank God how many times I've come back to him with dirty feet. And my journey's just about got the best of me. It's just about wore me out. And my feet are dirty. And my feet are unclean. But what does he do? He sets the table. He pours some water out and washes me again. And you know what he'll do for you? Listen, we're about to go into another wicked work week, difficult and struggles. We've got all sorts of care. We've got all sorts of situations, all sorts of sickness, and we're not perfect. And we don't handle every situation as we ought to. And we sin and we fall and we mess up, but he just pours that water. He's made me clean. I'm going to heaven. But sometimes my walk gets a little dirty. But he cleans me up. Hallelujah. And washes me. How humiliating it must have been. But Jesus said, Brother Jack, Jesus said, "I've got to do this." And he dried their feet. Cared for them, showed them the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, showed him what he was willing to do for them. And I don't know where you're at tonight. I don't know what you face or what you're going through, but I'm glad our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he'll clean you up. He'll help you.
This is the tenderness of Christ. This is not some brazen God and some brazen idol we serve, but in tender love. Brother Jack, I know you wanted to scream down yonder working today. We hadn't talked since before service, have we? I text Brother Jack, I said, may wash your feet tonight, is that okay? He said, yes. He tried to call me, Charlie, had a long work week. Some of y'all got a lot going on. There's some issues in your life and in your walk and in your journey. You see, that's the picture here. The feet are what you journey on. He's concerned about your journey. He wants to fellowship with you and know you, and he's a tender Savior. I said two things. He wants to cleanse your walk. He wants to cleanse your walk. He wants to sanctify your walk. Secondly, tonight, this is an example. Read with me. Thank you, Brother Jack. If you, whatever you want to do, brother. If you want to sit there, you can, or head back, you can. Jesus said this, know ye what I've done to you? He said, question. He said, do you know what I've done to you in this moment? Jesus said, you call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. Let me tell you something, he's Lord tonight. He's the boss. He's the boss. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do, even as I have done to you. Here it is, verse number 16. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Do you know what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying? He said, now I'm going to cleanse your walk. I'm going to wash your walk. But I want you to serve one another. Yes, sir. I want you to help one another. He said, when somebody gets on your mind, to text them or call them or say something to them, the Holy Spirit, I want you to serve them. Amen. Let me tell you something. There ain't no potentates in this church house. Jesus Christ is the shepherd. I'm just a servant. That's all I am. And if you got me figured for anything else, I'm here to serve you and carry water to you and try to wash your feet with the Word. And you are to serve one another. And I am to serve you and help you in your what? In your journey. In your walk with Jesus Christ. Two things I'm doing in one fell swoop. When I wash Peter's feet, I'm letting you know I'll wash your walk. I'll help you. I'll cleanse you. I'll clean you up. Notice my humility. Notice my lowliness. And not only I want you to learn something of me, but I want you to help one another. I don't know where we got this idea in the church that we're just religious pontificates. We need help tonight. And we need each other. Don't fall out. Stay in there. Let somebody wash your feet in the Lord. Hallelujah. I appreciate the Lord, don't you, church? Hallelujah. Sister Megan, if you would, come around to the piano.
It's been very meager. I'm going to be honest with you. The Lord put this on me this week, and between this morning's message and tonight's, the time poured into it. But God spoke to me out of this text. The Lord touched my heart. If you need your walk cleaned up, I want you just to lay it on the Lord. Let Him wash your feet tonight. Whew, ain't that a picture? What a picture, our Lord. How many of you in here is messed up and made mistakes and sinned and hurt the Lord? But there's never been a time, Brother Marty, when I've missed the mark and I've messed up, or Jesus didn't wash my feet and put me back on the path. Say, walk on, son. Walk on. What are we to do? We're to follow His example. What are you supposed to do, Brother Jay? I'm supposed to tell you, hey, let Jesus wash your feet. Get back up and go again. Go again. Brother Jay, I've fallen. What am I supposed to do? Get up. Walk on. One man came to a preacher. Said, I feel like all I've done is just stumbled around. And then I'll get back up and go again. So I just feel like all I do is stumble. And then just get back up and go again. He said, son. He said, if you keep stumbling, you keep getting back up, and you keep walking again. And when you stumble, get back up, dust back off, and walk on again. And when you stumble again, get back up, dust back off, and walk on again. And pretty soon, Brother Barry, we're going to stumble across the finish line.
Amen.
You stay in there. You keep on walking. If you stumble and fall out yonder, you let Him wash your feet again. What a Savior. He's worth the worship. Some of y'all just need to pray tonight and thank the Lord for such a tender Savior. You ain't seen Him as tender in a minute. What a Savior. How tender. How wonderful He is tonight. Let's all stand. If you sense the need to pray, you come on. Now's your opportunity. Play, Sister Megan. Thank you. Bless the Lord.